Blog Talk Radio.
I will praise the Lord at all times, and his praise shall forever be upon my lips. Because God is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures throughout all generations. My name is Ann Strickland, and I am so happy to be a part of this great move of God right now. And I'm so happy that you're listening to this message tonight, because this word that's coming to you tonight is going to help change your mind, your spirit, and your financial situation in the name of Jesus. And I hope you have a desire to prosper. As 3 John 2 says, Beloved, he calls you beloved. I wish above all things that you may prosper in health, even as your soul prospers. So I want to welcome you to listen to this word, become part of the word, believe the word, and have faith in the word of Almighty God. Glory to God. I'm excited. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you and I praise you for your word, your will. And I thank you for using me for this time to share with your awesome people, God, the people who will hear and learn and grow and prosper in the name of Jesus, because it is your will in the name of Jesus. So I thank you and I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Holy Spirit, all of you and none of Ann. And as I said, so 3 John 2, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. So we at the oasis, we are in an oasis. We are here. We are here right now in this world, on this earth, as a body of believers, knowing and understanding who you are and whose we are. We are yours, Almighty God. And the time has come for us to focus on your will, God, to focus on your will, for us to financially prosper and walk in the prosperity position, because there is a big job to do. We have work to do. We have to know that we are here on earth now as a body of believers to do what you have for us to do in the name of Jesus. We are here not to take part, we are here to take over. We're here to take over in the name of Jesus. You see, it's been too many years that we have, in a sense, lived as underdogs. But the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and we who dwell in it. And you have to understand that he has given you the power and the ability to get wealth, to establish his covenant upon the earth. That's what he's done. That's Deuteronomy 8:18. So the time has come for us to focus on God and his will for our financial prosperity. He was so adamant about his will for us to prosper that he challenged us to bring all the tithes and offerings into the storehouse and prove his promises that he would not open the floodgates of heaven and pour you out blessings that you would not have room enough to receive. So that's financial prosperity. I don't know what is, but that's not it. God wants to bless you so that you can be a blessing to others. If we only have enough for me and mine, we are unable to help other people. But he said, I bless you to be a blessing. So it is time enlarge our vision, think big. As someone said, if money was no object, what would you like to have or like to do? We serve a big, big God. He wants us to step up and start acting and living like kingdom people. Because Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. See, money is no object for God. And it should not be an object for you either. However, before you can prosper on the outside, you must prosper on the inside, your soul, your spirit. The soul prospers by meditating on the word day and night. As you meditate day and night, your faith and belief grow stronger and stronger. And then you start walking in the confidence that the word of God is true and will work for you, and that's what it'll do. When you will see your circumstances change. Faith can never rise above the known will of God. So know and understand that it's important to know the major keys of financial prosperity. You hear, you see, you do the word of Almighty God. Love the Lord God. Be careful to obey so that it may go well with you, that you may increase greatly in a land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord, the God of our fathers, promised you. In Deuteronomy 6:3, the blessings of the Lord, of Abraham, are yours. And as I speak over and over and over again, Deuteronomy 10:28, blessings for obedience. You will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed, and the crops of your land, and the young of your livestock. You will be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. Glory to God. The Lord will send a blessing on your barns and on everything you put your hand to do. And everything you put your hand to do, the Lord God will bless you in the land he's giving you. The Lord will grant you abundant prosperity in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock, and the crops of your ground, and the land he swore to your forefathers. Verse 12 says, you will lend to many nations, and you won't borrow. You won't have to borrow. See, the Lord is true to his word and promises. When you think of obedience, God not only asks us not to do things that are good for us, but think of where you would be today if you have followed God's plan. Review your past, but don't bring it in your present, because it will destroy your future. That's a quote from my now deceased Pastor Reed Prettyman many years ago. Prosperity is not an option. It is the perfect will of God. The will of God is for you to prosper. And he is going to make it happen if you obey and follow him. And right now, he is putting us in a position and showing us things and opening our eyes. To his perfect will. More and more people are starting to understand that there are too many things to be done, too many people to be helped, children in need, children learning and hearing and understanding more clearly about children that's been in foster care, children who've been in orphanages. We need to be able to have places for them or help them not to have these children go to the street and not wait for the government for them to go on welfare, but to be able to give them a place to live and train them to go into businesses and help them to use the gifts that God has put in them. I just heard the other day the children come out of orphanages at 16 years old. Where would they go? What do they do? What happened? It's up to us. We have a big job to do, and it takes money. lots of money. We need homes and schools, clothes and food. You need to hire people to teach the children. They've been taught something, maybe not enough. We need people who's going to love the children and care for them, love them, not just because we don't need teachers just because they're teachers. We need teachers who have compassion, teachers who love, and we need to be able to pay teachers competitive wages. We don't need to keep saying, well, we want you to volunteer. We need to be able to pay people. Sure, there are people who volunteer and do things. That's fine. But the volunteers also need to be able to live well. So we have a lot to be concerned about, and this is why God is bringing us into the wealthy place. I decree and declare it in the name of Jesus. And I am saying this and telling you this because God has used me to talk about prosperity, to teach the body of believers or anyone who would like to know his word pertaining to prosperity and why we're supposed to prosper. And that's why I have the Financial School of Prosperity. And I'm teaching that every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock at 3751 Island Avenue in the city of Philadelphia. The classes are free. So there are four weeks to a session. I talk on God's covenant promise of prosperity, why God wants us to prosper, wisdom and prosperity in the end times. So it's the truth that you know that's going to set you free. And these topics are directly scriptural from the Word of God. You hear the scriptures pertaining to those topics. So these classes are for you if you've been struggling financially, have experienced loss or lack of business, or lost your job, and you need help, and you want to have a clear understanding of how and why God wants you to prosper. People come in through the word, we pray, we anoint, and the testimonies have come out from this. I'm in that place now teaching this at this age as a result of a testimony. And someone introduced me to someone who was a prophetess, and she said, Ann, you're supposed to have a school at 83. I'm supposed to be teaching a class? Yes. And here I am. And look, you should come out and see what God has done. The place is awesome. It's on the parking lot in Philadelphia. Only God can do this. It's the Gateway Building, 3751 Island Avenue, Suite 100. Now, isn't that interesting? Suite 100. What is 100? That's a perfect number in Philadelphia. It's called the Empowerment Center. The Empowerment Center in the Gateway Building. And it's right up close to the airport, the main highways, 95, 76. So there's no struggle getting there. So you need to come out on Saturday morning, or you can call me at 215 or text me 215-806-4879, or my email address is CASTRICKLAND 8602@yahoo.com. But text me or email me or call me. And if you have any questions about it, because God really, really, it's time for us to move into the wealthy place. And it's God's desire for us to move into the wealthy place. It's important to God for you to prosper. It is extremely important. Since you are God's representatives here on earth, the covenant that he made be fulfilled. It was Deuteronomy 8:18, that thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for as he who that has given us the power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto our fathers, as it is this day. So from the beginning, he said, he told us, he made with our fathers. From the beginning, he said, have dominion. Dominion is take over. God's word does not return to him void. And since Adam and Eve did not carry out his word, he has made agreement with Adam, with Abraham, David, Solomon, and others. Now, here we are. We are here on this earth now. We're in the position to come into the covenant agreement and make this thing happen. You know, Jesus came that he might have life. He was rich, yet for our sake he became poor, that we would become rich. So for the most part, too many have allowed Satan to do the same to them as he did to Eve. You know, the 1 Timothy 6:9-10. And here's what they left out. The word love. The scripture says, the love of money is the root of all evil. Not money is the root of all evil. They left out that important word. And there was a child in the class Saturday morning. And he quoted this. Isn't money the evil, true root of all evil? I said, no, I said, it's the love of money that's the root of all evil. I heard it quoted Sunday at an affair where I attended. Money is the root of all evil. They left out the love of money. The love of money is the root of all evil. So you don't have to be loaded to prove that you love money. You love money when you don't pay your tithes. That means you're loving money more than you love God. Only God wants you to pay your tithes so he can release the blessings that he has for you. So believe the word of God, which is very clear, that he gives you the power to get wealth for his purpose, to establish his covenant upon earth. So with you knowing that, you can't fail. To get wealth here on earth, not in heaven, like I used to think when I was, you know, when you go to heaven, you know, when I was much, much younger. You go into heaven and everything's going to be great. No, he wants us to have heaven on earth. He says, our kingdom come here on earth as it is in heaven. And God is opening doors, and I'm telling you, and I'm going to tell you shortly, some of the doors he has opened for the body of believers to get excited, or whoever wants to do it can do it. And everybody has a great gift. Everybody has a talent. He's given you the power. You have something in you that's going to bring wealth, put you in a position to help people, put you in a position to do what you haven't been able to do and would like to do. And I see God really networking and bringing people together for this great time of the harvest, the turnover, the overflow that's coming in, the transference of the wealth of the liquid to come into our hands. Glory to God, for the Lord God is the sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly before him. God wants to have a relationship with you. The relationship given is absolutely true. The more you give, the more he will give you to give. I used to say, the more you give, he give, the more you get to give. In the name of Jesus. So I just want to thank God for this time and this opportunity to come before you and share this word and share this exciting news that I have. Good question. Do you or anyone you know travel or would like to travel or could travel occasionally? This is in the summertime now, the warm time. You don't have to travel in the summer only. You can travel in the winter also. But have you been able to travel? Would you like to travel? Where was the last place you traveled? Where did you go? Do you have good memories of that place? And when you left, when you got ready to check out, when you left the place, did they pay you a check? Did you get a check, some money, when you travel there? Or when you had your vacation? Were you able to save on your taxes? Well, let me tell you, and let me introduce you to the travel that pays. Glory to God. I'm really excited about this. It's called Paycation Travel. Paycation Travel. Pull up the website, paycationtravel.net or paycation.net, or pull up my website and do that also, which is anstrickland.paycation.com. Call me, 215-806-4879. Because I see this as God's desire for us to prosper. I see Job 36:11 in this business that He's opened up for us. Job 36:11 says, "If you obey and serve Me, you shall spend your days in prosperity, and your years in pleasure." And so, and also the other last week, when the Holy Spirit opened up to me that the transference of the wealth of the wicked into the hands of the just, the wealthy travel, the wealthy have vacations. They're always going someplace and having fun winter and summer, anytime. But God has opened up to us a way to a business, a travel business, to earn money and have fun doing it. So get in touch, call me, or go on my site, or Paycation Travel. Glory to God. You know, we power and the ability. And we don't have to be afraid of wealth anymore. We need to start thinking of why our children are selling drugs. Some of them, not all of them. Why they have such high school loans, college loans, because they've had to borrow the money. And they borrow the money to go to school because they want a better lifestyle. They're better quality. Some of them are selling drugs or robbing and stealing because they want a better quality of life. God has opened the door for us to to do this. Vacation travel, to me, is multi-level marketing. I've been in multi-level marketing before, several of them, but I've not seen anything like this. That you're enjoying life. You're enjoying taking your family. You're enjoying going to places that you would never have even thought of going to visit and have a vacation yourself while you can make money doing it. That's why it's called paycation. And you tell people about this. You may not want to get it, but you at least you can, at wholesale prices, you can go on my website and you can open your own website, pull up my website, and strickland.paycation.com. And you can create your own website through that and book your own trips or hotels or car rentals or sports events. Or, you know, you can go to the big games or even someone said even the Sixers. Someone was saying they're going to the Sixers games through this site. Start thinking. But tell other people who might want to go into business, you stay home. Mothers need to stay home with their children and raise their babies. And they can do this. This is a work from home. This is a stay home business, a work from home business. You can do it. Someone just became part of my group now, because the wife was already staying home. Now they can stay home and go on vacation. They can stay home and have fun and make money at the same time. You can't beat that. So I want to thank you for listening and say every day, I thank you, Lord, for giving me the power and the ability to get wealth. To establish your covenant. Start saying, wealth and riches are in my home. Wealth and riches, that's from Psalm 112. You have what you say and what you put your hands to do. Thank you, Lord. I'm putting my hands to vacation travel. Thank you, Lord. And I shall prosper. That's your word. I thank you for the prosperity. In the name of Jesus, you shall have what you say. Because that's what the Word of God says. Believe this Word. And if anyone under the sound of my voice have not received Jesus as Lord, receive Him now. Invite Him into your life in the name of Jesus. And ask Him to forgive you of your sins, because He's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And I would like you to come down to visit us on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock at in the Light Christian Center at 3751 Island Avenue. That's where we have our services. Pastor Darian Thomas is my pastor, an awesome man of God. So come to visit us in the name of Jesus. So I thank you for listening. You're blessed and highly favored, and the Lord shall increase your greatness and comfort you on every side. In Jesus' name, amen.